it now, if you have not already done so. Praise the Lord. Amen. What are we teaching on? Those who've been here? The fruit of the Spirit. Who said fruit? Okay. Well, just maybe new prayer. Okay. Actually, it's the gifts of the Holy Spirit. In other words, the Holy Spirit has gifts. Amen. That he wants to disperse through the body of Christ for the body's edification and for God's glory. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Now, we've taught on two of those gifts. Amen. Y'all remember what they are? Word of knowledge and the word of wisdom. Amen. We will deal with the third gift today. The third revelation gift. It is called the discerning of spirits. Say that. Discerning of spirits. Now, I need to make this point too. When we use the word spirit, we're not talking about a mood or an atmosphere, an aura. You know, the mood, the spirit of the place. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about literal spirits. Say literal. Not the mood of the room, the atmosphere in the place. I'm not talking about that. Amen. Praise. Even though spirits will impact the atmosphere, we're not dealing with that as such. Amen. And the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world or age. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Spiritual wickedness in high or heavenly places. Now, you may not know this, but this earth is full of spirit beings right now. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And it's to our advantage to be cognizant and aware and abreast of the fact that they are here. Amen. And then the role that they play relative to our situation. Amen. Amen. Now, discerning the spirits is what God gives us when he gives us insight into the vast world of the spirit. But I want to make this clear right now. I want to say this now, is that when he said discern the spirit, he's not just talking about demon spirits. You got Christian, all they see is evil spirits. When you say discern the spirit, he's not just talking about demons. He's talking about them, but not exclusively. Yo, listen to what I'm saying. It's important that you hear this. Amen. Because there are both good spirits and evil spirits. Both benevolent spirits and friendly ones. And so discerning the spirits has to do with discerning both evil spirits and good spirits. Hallelujah. And then we need to put this into. So let me define it right now. The gift of discerning the spirits is this. It is the supernatural insight into the spiritual or spirit realm. Say that. Supernatural insight into the spiritual realm. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, God is a spirit. But Satan is also a spirit. Satan is a spirit, God's a spirit, demons are spirits, angels are spirits. Then you have different classes of angels. You have seraphim, cherubim, archangels. All these are spiritual beings. Amen. Amen. Praise God that we, the church, have not really been taught about. We haven't even been taught nothing about these kind of things. Amen. Most places we've gone. Hallelujah. And then humans are spirits. So when you say discerning the spirit, it could be any one of those particular spirits that you're talking about. Amen? Amen. So if you see demons all the time, I don't want to be around you.
Come on, Pastor.
That's all you see. Now, there's a place for that. So are y'all prepared for that? Say, discern the spirits. Now, turn to 1 John chapter 4. This is 1 John chapter 4. And put your finger on, maybe put your finger on, put some at 2 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning at verse 13. And there are also familiar spirits. Say familiar spirits. A familiar spirit. Stay. Get on 1 John 4 and 1. A familiar spirit is the spirit that is familiar with what people do. In their actions. Everything that they do. Say that. Y'all. Say familiar spirits. Are spirits that are familiar with what people do. Their habits. In other words, spirits move around. And they collect information. Amen. About people. About you. And then they have the ability to pass that information on to someone else. To make you think it's God. No, you ain't hearing what I'm saying. Because you got to realize the spirit's been here a long time. And so, why shouldn't they know this? Why shouldn't they be able to tell somebody you cuss somebody out, for instance, when they made you do it? And give it to somebody and say, you know what, you cussed somebody out last week. You said, whoa, that must be God. Well, they the one, maybe the same spirit that instigated you to do the cursing out. So he could pass information on to somebody. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Praise. So there are familiar spirits out there. Now, you should be there at 1 John by now, verse 1. Let's read it. Beloved, bleed not every spirit. Bleed not every spirit. Not, we so, it has to do with spirits. What else? But try the spirit. Test the spirit. Test the spirit. Whether they be of, which means that every spirit may not be of God. Huh? He tells me to test the spirit whether they be of God. Mean that all of them not of God. Whether they be of who? God. Which means I can't just be caught up in the manifestation itself. The miracle. But you must also be concerned about the spirit behind the miracle. Oh my God. The spirit behind the manifestation is important too. It ain't always God. Because something is supernatural doesn't mean it's God. Because Satan is also a spiritual supernatural being. And he possessed some power. And his whole objective. Oh my God. This is important that you know how to discern spirits. You don't know who you're sitting around these days. And it's good to know you know who you marry, you know nothing. But you better need to discern the spirits, amen? But you can't just go by how they look on the outside. Where y'all at? Wait, where? Because many false prophets are gone. Now look at verse 5 there, because I want to see why I'm here. Look at verse 5. They are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world. And the world heareth them. I don't hear them. I don't listen to them. We don't. The world hears them.
We are of God.
He that knoweth God. Because he said, my sheep know my voice. And a strange spirit, they won't follow. They won't follow the voice. They won't follow the voice. Now, when they come, they're not going. The Bible said they're going to come as wolves in sheep clothing. So when I look at them on the surface, on the outside, they have all the trimmings and the look of a sheep. So I can't go by that. It's when they start talking. It's a difference between a sheep and a wolf. Amen? Amen. All right. Praise God. Now you should be there. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13 and 15. When you get there, say amen. All right. We're going to deal with this discerning the spirits. Are y'all there? Let's look at it.